The Zika virus outbreak is causing a lot of alarm. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So how is it affecting pro-life ministries in Latin America? And in the scope of big stuff, what would it look like to complete the Great Commission? Well, that might be coming sooner than you think. But first, with the alarm of a global public health emergency as the backdrop, there's concern that the Zika virus outbreak might prompt pro-life countries in Latin America to legalize abortion. The issue, birth defects. Beautiful Feet International's president, Melissa Hyland, says,
"We have not seen this in any of our centers. Our centers are in West Africa and then Costa Rica and Mexico.
So far, none of their clients have tested positive for the virus. Just in case, though, the pregnancy center volunteers are taking preventative measures.
We are trying to combat that with a message to our girls about being careful about staying covered up and mosquito repellent."
Here's what it boils down to. The value of all human life is sacred. Fear-mongering's being countered by a different message from the centers.
Pray for protection for these women in Brazil and Latin America and Central America and throughout the world, protection for the women and for their babies, and that they would turn to Christ for an answer.
With the topic of disease in mind, we take a look at the refugee camps in Turkey, which have gone from bad to worse. Christian Aid Mission reports that swine flu is spreading and hunger is rising. Over 70 nations are meeting to raise billions of dollars for the refugees, but a dollar can only go so far. Christian Aid Mission is meeting physical needs while also telling people about Jesus Christ. You can provide hope and care for refugees, but also remember that prayer is key in this fight. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2015 was a successful year in India for Audio Scripture Ministries. They were able to distribute 4,000 audio Bibles throughout the country. But now, they're setting the bar even higher this year and aiming to distribute 25,000 audio Bibles. J.P. Sundar Rajan with ASM.
If we could realistically work with our partnerships on the ground and distribute that many audio Bibles to people, and this could be people who live in leprosy communities, people with visual impairments, tribals who have been waiting for a long time to have God's Word in their heart language.
ASM's also setting a new goal for its recent launch of the Wildlife Storyteller. Last year, ASM handed out about 500 of these stuffed animals.
If we can double that number to maybe 1,000 wildlife storytellers, I think that would be a good goal for 2016.
From India, we turn to the worldwide stage, where Faith Comes by Hearing's Bill Lohr has an exciting update. God's Word has now been translated into 954 languages.
That 954 languages does represent over 6 billion people who speak or sign one of those languages. So that's over 85% of the world's population.
And the good news doesn't stop there.
We really believe that the Great Commission should be completed in this generation. It used to be, could be, maybe, all of those different questions, but we look at the technology, we look at the translations that are completed, we look at our ability to do recordings and other partners who are doing recordings, and we say that it should be completed in this generation.
You can help Faith Comes by Hearing cross the finish line.
We could go out and get 50 more recording teams, but we need to have the funds to do it.
And finally, Jesus speaks in every language, even in trouble. Crossroad Bible Institute shares Jason's story, which is an example of this. See, Jason was raised by his grandpa and aunt, but after his grandpa passed away, Jason spiraled out of control. In 2001, he went to prison, but that is where he found freedom. See, Jason's roommate invited him to church and told him about CBI. He learned about the love of Christ, and he became excited to share it. Talk about revolutionary relationships. Would you pray for the CBI students? Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So what does it mean to be a child of God? I mean, how does this impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Well, Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ. It's a resource to help you better understand your identity. And it's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.